Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires around Los Angeles burning for a fourth straight day as firefighters continue struggling to put out the blazes. In other neighborhoods, evacuees are returning to find all that's left of their homes and communities.
Half my block was gone. It's emotional.
Andrew Schwartz, who fled with his spouse and two young children from Pacific Palisades. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are not only putting out fires, they're also conducting rescue missions.
The majority of the people they are having to rescue out of homes and vehicles are individuals that chose not to evacuate, not only putting themselves in danger, but putting the first responders in more significant danger.
10 people have been killed in the wildfires, 10,000 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Sentencing for Donald Trump today in his hush money case, the Supreme Court refused to delay it. Supreme Court hearings today on the future of TikTok as well. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines this morning announcing net income of over $840 million in the fourth quarter, beating expectations. One of the biggest car shows in the world is revving up today in Detroit.
After skipping 2024 due to scheduling adjustments, the Motor City is kicking off the new year with the Detroit Auto Show. Among the vehicles debuting is a new version of Ford's high-performance $300,000 Mustang GTD called the Spirit of America. Ford's Jim Owen says it's inspired by Mustang race cars of the 60s.
It's red, white, and blue with the horse going across it. This limited edition pays homage to that type of heritage of racing.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered a tomb that was likely first carved into the rocks around 4,100 years ago. Researchers say the artifacts were plundered, but wall paintings inside show it was the tomb of some sort of doctor who treated the pharaoh and also carried the title of chief dentist. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 on this Friday morning from WRCA Radio, with just a bit of snow out there. Maybe it's just the pregame show before Sunday. We might get a little snow on Sunday. We'll have details coming up when we check weather next. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed computer doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 29 degrees, tonight 12, and tomorrow 27. Saturday night, 22, and Sunday, 31, with all total in the upper end, maybe 1 to 2 inches, late Saturday night into Sunday afternoon. Monday and Tuesday's highs of 11. We keep reading 19 next Wednesday. By next Thursday, 31. We have an east wind at 4 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, we're at the overnight low. It is 22 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today on a Friday morning. Here's John Berry.
It's been a long time since I've held her close. We've misplaced feelings that we used to know. Thought I could see between the lines I read, but I wasn't ready when she turned to me and said, I can't eat and I can't sleep. Sometimes I find it hard to breathe. Came rushing through my mind.
chorizos, red wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
So good to have you along today on WRCO Radio. That was Post Malone and Luke Combs, 7:14 the time. Well, the Packers are 4.5-point underdogs at Philadelphia. How are you feeling about the game? I don't know. You know, I tell people that I'm just, you know, sometimes if you're pessimistic, I think then good things are going to happen. I don't know. Maybe that's my warped way of thinking, but I'm thinking, nah, one and out. But then, you know, you always have that optimism and hope that, oh, it's going to be a good game. So I haven't talked about it much in Sextonville because you and I just don't talk a lot of football. But I did hear the other top sports story, that the Bears will be resting their starters this weekend.
Almost every day, thinking about the good times, thinking about the rain, thinking about how bad it feels alone again. I'm sorry for the way things are in China. I'm sorry. I say you're doing fine. I expect to hear from you almost any time. They all know I'm crying. I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying down deep inside. I'm sorry for all the lies I told. I'm sorry for the
can't believe you in a way.
John Denver on WRCO. In a related story, Craig down at Mastodon Records in Richland Center is going to be having a moving sale. I heard somebody is moving out records or something. Anyway, we'll follow up on that a little bit later on. We'll see what old Hank Bray has got going for him in just a little bit. And birthdays and anniversaries for January 10th.
Through the holidays, you may have thought, one day soon, I'll get back to all the things I put off for the holidays. Well, one day soon is here, and so is Macy's One Day Sale, with specials on everything you want and need right now, like 25 to 40% off active gear from Adidas, Reebok, and The North Face. With deals this good, you can treat yourself to this, that, and anything else you've been eyeing. It's time to seize your one day soon, because this one day sale is going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is. Yeah, you're a little off key there.
All right. Well, you think I'm getting better, though?
No.
Mm-mm. Not at all?
No.
You didn't even take time to think about that.
Were you in the Pea Ridge Choir? I can't.
No.
No, I didn't figure you were. But
wasn't allowed.
You weren't allowed in the choir?
No, I offered to sing the national anthem last night.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, they go, we would appreciate people being here.
Wow.
I go, well, they've already paid.
As a referee, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So yeah. It'd be nice. It could happen.
Maybe.
So,
Yeah. But I won't do it.
No. Okay. No. Well, that's.
Had a good ball game last night.
You were in Lafarge?
Yeah. Two very well coached teams. Mm-hmm. So, very fundamentally sound. Not a bad ball game. It's just, North Crawford's a pretty good basketball team.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they will come at you at waves. So good luck. So, but very Chris
Wettstein?
Very, very good coach. I mean, and then Mr. Benson and Lafarge. I mean, they're Lafarge ain't bad.
They're young guys to you and I, but I think Chris has been there at North Crawford at least 10 or 11 years, maybe.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Veteran coach now.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone else hasn't picked him up at a higher level. He's a good coach.
Yep, absolutely. So, anything else I should know about?
Well, and no one's came calling for me, so I'm here for another week.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. I do that at home.
You do that all the time,
I do.
I mean, you really do. Poor June. Poor June.
My imaginary friend over in the corner. So. Yeah,
what was his name again?
Plompibu.
Yeah, Plompibu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he here now or no?
Yeah, he's here. He's over there.
What's he wearing today?
Nothing.
Great. I'm going to turn this way. Anyway.
June said that one day because I always tell the daycare kids that my imaginary friend is there.
Yeah.
She said, if you get to the point where you start, having maybe hallucinations or dementia or something, we aren't going to know.
You said, I know.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Yes.
It's almost been a week since the Bears win. Mm-hmm. Are the cookies getting old or have they been made yet?
She made little, they look like mini donuts.
Maybe little.
Mini muffins.
Maybe they were tears for us.
They might have been. But the daycare kids galloped them up.
We didn't get anything.
We didn't get any.
Thanks a lot, June.
Mm-hmm. Well, the daycare kids.
No. You know what? Again, me and you, we need to be fed too.
Well, maybe we can find some fudge grams.
I found one. Someone left me a package on my truck door.
Really?
Yeah.
So they do still make them.
Well, they're called Cravens.
Cravens?
Yeah. They're different. It's a different company, but they are fudge grams.
Generic brand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
Kind of like you and I.
Not the Keebler elves then.
Well, I think it may be Keebler's cousins.
Cousins, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fudge grams.
Fudge grams.
Fudge grams.
Is that what they were? Okay,
yeah, fudge grams. Yeah, made by Keebler.
Another thing that they, I don't think they make them anymore. If they do, they're different name.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they had to change the name. Like some of my favorite cereals when I was growing up, like sugar smacks and sugar pops and all that.
I'm not a big sugar pop guy. I did not like that.
Yeah. What are they
called? Who was that? Who was the character on Sugar Smacks? What was that?
Sugar Bear.
Was it a bear?
Sugar Bear. Yeah.
There's Sugar Bear here.
He talked like Dean Martin.
Was it Dean Martin?
No, it wasn't, but it sounded like him. Oh, this Sugar Bear.
Or Sugar Pops or
yeah, the Sugar Pops were good. The Sugar Bear, they were like little, I don't know
what they were.
Pellets or something. They weren't real great, I don't think.
I didn't like them, so. Yeah. I'd rather have a bowl of Raisin Bran.
Oh.
Did you see they make Raisin Bran with like 3X the raisins now?
Oh. No. I didn't
really?
Know that.
Well, I didn't know that. So maybe you could eat them.
I don't think they make Captain Crunch with crunch berries anymore. I don't think.
Isn't that sad?
That's kind of sad. Yeah, there's a lot of things that have gone by the wayside. I mentioned that on my Saturday Night Show a couple of weeks ago. PB Crisps, they were made by Planters, but they were like these little, they look like a peanut, but it was candy.
Really?
They were actually kind of like, they look like packing peanuts.
Oh,
yeah, but tasted like peanut butter.
Well, I'm sure someone put the packing peanuts with peanut butter back in our day. It didn't really matter what
could
we
have been.
Ate.
Yeah. Peanut butter is good on anything. You know?
Yeah. So anyway, did you know women started removing hair from their legs in 400 BC?
Did not know that.
Yeah, they either plucked them with tweezers or singed them with hair with fire.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Why?
I don't know. I want to try that when I get home.
Yeah, you probably should.
The cables of the Golden Gate Bridge, Philip, contain more than 80,000 miles of steel wire.
Wow. That's not fact or Hanko. That's fact.
That's right? A fact. These are all facts today. This is stuff right off the top of my head.
80. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Until 450 BC. Like when the women started shaving their legs. February was the last month of the calendar year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Probably heard it somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Didn't process it. Wow.
You know, like, it's crazy. You know, like October, you know, that used to be the eighth month of the year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so Velcro was invented by a Swiss guy who was inspired by the way burrs attached to his clothing.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you think about a cockle burr or burdock. Burdock is what I'm thinking of.
And horses don't like them underneath their saddle, I will tell you that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I had a ride in my life one time with that thing.
Was that right?
Oh, yes.
With a burr under the saddle.
Yep. My little pony named Silver didn't like it.
Silver. Oh, that's right. Did you say, "Hi-yo, Silver"?
Well, I did. My brother had a horse named Billy. I mean, he would rear up every time you'd start running. Anytime you'd go, "Let's go." And then there he goes. Didn't matter where you're at. Wouldn't you love to got that on camera?
He was a little horse.
Yeah, he was a little horse. Uh-huh. Anyway, a mosquito slava acts as an anesthetic, so you usually don't notice when you're being bit.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's nice. They kind of swab you before.
Yes, yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Well, that's at least one thing we don't have to worry about this time. Yeah. Not yet, anyway. Well, although it's been warm.
It's been warm. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln's corpse has been buried and exhumed, inspected and reburied at least 17 times.
17?
Since his death.
I thought it was only a couple because
17 times.
They moved him to Illinois, and then I think they moved him to
homestead.
I think, but I didn't know it had been that many times.
Poor guy. Let him rest.
Why? No kidding. Yeah. And I'm guessing some sort of investigation, maybe.
You never know.
Probably were conspiracy theories back then.
Oh, I tell you what.
So.
Conspiracy theories are everywhere.
Weird. All right.
That's just like, you know, we had those, all those drones flying everywhere. Then you hear nothing about them. Whatever happened to them? Do we know?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Flamingos are born with gray feathers, Philip. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Which turn pink from their diet of shrimp.
Oh, sure. I did know that.
I knew you knew that one.
I think that's been on the quiz.
I didn't know they were gray, though.
Turn pink. I like shrimp, but, you know, I haven't turned pink yet.
So. Here's something for all the tattoo lovers out there.
Oh, yeah?
tattoos and Legos have something majorly in common. Yeah, they are composed from the same material.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did not know that.
The tattoo ink and...
Oh, I see. Sure.
So...
Acrylene, butene, styrene.
It is amazing how you come up with that off your head. How do you know that stuff?
I don't know that it's right, but...
But you knew it. You took a stab at it.
Took a stab at it.
Recycling can make one person's trash another person's treasure. Now get this. 1 metric ton of electric scrap from personal computers contain more gold than that recovered from 17 tons of gold ore.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. That's nuts.
1 metric ton of electric scrap. Oh, my goodness. Huh. Wow. It's important to recycle.
So, yeah. If they know where you live, I say just put everything right in your driveway, and you can start recycling all that when you get home.
There you go.
Yeah, June would be happy with you.
The gold rush of 2025.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
So, anyway. So, did this count as a snow today? I didn't have anything.
That's a good question.
You could have tracked a cat down at the elementary school.
Oh, you could hear too. So I'm guessing we're going to count it as a snow.
You would have to, wouldn't you?
So we're down to 28 to go.
My family in Arkansas are getting pounded right now.
Are they?
Snow. Yes, they are. Hmm. So,
how do people drive there? Do they drive?
There's a lot of things that just nothing happens. I remember one time we were out of electricity and stuff for like 4 days.
Okay.
I mean, the roads don't get plowed. And if they do, good luck. They just don't have the equipment. I mean, it's not the equipment to move the snow. And I think they used a grader at one time.
Sure.
And very slow process. But usually the banks want everything's closed.
Closed down.
So, closed down. So, yeah, but school will run.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, well, kids love it. So, you know, and anymore, it's a big thing about safety with the kids. Even up here, that's why, you know... That's why school gets canceled if it's too cold or the wind. I mean, they can't. It's a safety issue, is what it is. So,
sure.
With all the buses on the road and.
We'll have to start making some school announcements for Pea Ridge when they close. And you
know, yeah.
They're listening in online.
Yeah, you think Bailey Paint and Decorating would help us sponsor that one?
You better go and ask him.
I'll go ask Steve. Yeah. So, anyway. But anyway, young man, I hope you have a great day. Where are you at tonight again?
Richland Center.
You're at the high school here?
We'll be up here.
I'm in the big town of Seneca.
All right.
If no one wants to go up there.
Tell him hello for me.
I will tell him hello. Young man, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Attention meat lovers, Richland Locker has unbeatable deals. Stock up on delicious ground beef for just $4.88 per pound when you buy 3 pounds or more. Craving something savory? Richland Locker's homemade bacon is only $6.98 per pound. From the deli, enjoy sliced herb and garlic chicken breast for $7.98 per pound. And treat yourself to creamy Longhorn Colby cheese at just $4.98 per pound. Head to the Richland Locker this week for fresh local flavors you can't resist.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Some notes on today. First of all, 1948, future country music star Loretta Webb married Oliver Mooney Lynn. Becoming Loretta Lynn, she was 15, he was 21. 1967, National Education Television, the forerunner of PBS, operated as a true network for the first time. It carried President Johnson's State of the Union address. And in 1982, the 49ers receiver Dwight Clark caught a touchdown pass from Joe Montana with 58 seconds left in the NFC Championship game, one of the most famous plays in NFL history. The catch led the 49ers to a 28-27 victory over the Dallas Cowboys and a berth in the Super Bowl, where they defeated the Cincinnati Bengals for their first Super Bowl victory. 1982, sports history today. Well, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Lori Rose, from Dave and Anita. To Lori Rose, my favoritest goddaughter, love you mostest, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Peggy Hampton from residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills. Happy birthday today to Vern Geischert, Tiffany Hall, and Tony McCarvel from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Bob Smutty and also to Ben Tajney as well from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And also on this Friday, happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Teresa Bailey, Nicole Bumkamp, to Taylor Brownlee and Callum McIntosh, also to Kylie Schultz, Derek Wallen, and Carly Rosencrantz. Happy anniversary to Dave and Lorna Egner. Happy birthday today to Timothy Otto from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And greetings from Richland Center Lions to Lori Rose, Peggy Hampton, and Tony Wheeler. Belated birthday wishes to Kathy Miller and Vera McLaren. And happy birthday today to Vern Geischert from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Now, Vern's fan club has checked in today. Have a great day, Vern. The cool dad he is. Having a great day today, we hope. Lots of love from your family. About time to start pitching again there, Vern. Getting warmed up. Have a great day. And to Donna Stocks, 90 years young today. Love from Kay, Rich, Sadie, Brad, and Brooks.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Joanne has the news coming up in just a bit this morning from WRCO Radio. Today, we're at 22 after a little skift of snow today. Sonny James for our special couples today. We'll talk sports next hour with Mike Clemens. Trivia question of the day and some brand new country releases on Fresh from the Country. Joanne has the news next. Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 22 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible, fairly mild with a high of 29. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 12. In Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and we're at our morning low of 22 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state due to persistent challenges caused by severe regional winter weather and its impact on the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane. This executive order will allow for the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Police Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. Governor Evers said getting residential heating fuel like propane and heating oil moving now to those who need it will help Wisconsinites remain safe as we continue to face cool and freezing temperatures in the coming months. The executive order will provide a 30-day waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from weather-related delays. The suspect in a Juneau County triple homicide has been found. According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, 47-year-old Virgil Thu was apprehended yesterday in Elroy, about 13 miles from the crime scene in New Lisbon. Thu is the suspect in the deaths of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls aged 12 and 13. The bodies were discovered December 30th in a New Lisbon home after one of the girls was reported missing. It's unclear when the victims were killed. Thu faces three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The teen charged in the April 2022 murder and sexual assault of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is no longer identified by his initials in court documents. He is Carson Peters Berger. A Chippewa County judge unsealed the complaint against the 16-year-old on Thursday. Investigators say he killed Peters as he was escorting her home after spending a day with her aunt in the spring of 2022. Peters Berger, who was 14 at the time, told investigators he had been planning the incident and wanted to know what it felt like to take a life. He also admitted to returning to the scene to hide her body better after he learned she was reported missing. Peters Berger returns to court for a hearing in June after pleading not guilty to homicide and sexual assault charges in December. He faces life in prison if found guilty. New details on the Abundant Life Christian school shooting are being released. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes provided a new update yesterday.
We've collected two firearms at the scene, but believe only one was used. 21 shell casings were recovered at the scene. Still, at this time, we will not be naming where these firearms were purchased.
Barnes says police haven't identified a motive for why student Natalie Samantha Rupnow entered the school and injured several people, killing two and then herself. Barnes says no charges decisions will be made until detectives review all the evidence linked to the case. A Wisconsin man has been arrested in connection with a bank robbery in Minnesota. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says 51-year-old Corey Bilstrom of Janesville was arrested Tuesday in the village of Wilton as part of a coordinated effort with law enforcement agencies in both states. Sheriff's deputies and local police made contact with Bilstrom outside a residence and took him into custody. He's being held in the Monroe County Jail pending extradition to Minnesota, where he will face charges related to the bank robbery in the Minneapolis suburb of Bloomington. There was also an outstanding warrant for Bilstrom's arrest from the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. This year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race could be the most expensive in the state's history. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel will face off in the spring election with party control of the state Supreme Court on the line. Judge Crawford has raised nearly $3 million, while Judge Schimmel has raised about $2.2 million. Issues like voting maps, abortion access, Act 10, and the governor's veto power could be affected by the outcome of the race. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that local municipalities are paying more for recycling services while state aid remains flat. According to the report, the operational cost of recycling services grew by about 0.5% each year for 2013 to 2021, but the available state funding for recycling grants has remained at about $20 million since 2011, following a reduction from about $32 million prior. As a result, local government budgets are facing greater strain to fill the gaps with local revenue sources like property taxes. Good news for the nation's top producer. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. The FDA has proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state, supplying 62% of the nation's supply. The Greater La Crosse Area Medical Reserve Corps is seeking volunteers who would like to donate their time and expertise to prepare for and respond to emergencies that impact public health and safety in their communities. The Medical Reserve Corps is a community-based civilian volunteer program that is organized and trained to strengthen community resilience. MRC volunteers include medical and public health professionals, as well as other community members without health care backgrounds. The Greater La Crosse Area MRC is housed within the La Crosse County Health Department and collaborates with Crawford, Monroe, and Vernon County Health Departments, as well as health care, emergency management, and other community partners. Volunteers are provided training to assist with a variety of response and community education activities. Interested persons can register on the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry. It is a secure website which supports the advanced registration of volunteer health professionals to support emergency public health response, as well as the platform for MRC unit volunteer registration and management. Questions or requests for additional information may be addressed to Brenda Lutz Hansen at 608-785-9872 or healthweb@lacrossecounty.org. The Department of Health Services issues another round of opioid settlement funds. From October through December of 2024, DHS awarded more than $21 million to agencies across Wisconsin. That marks the largest amount awarded in a quarterly period since Wisconsin began receiving funds in 2022 from national litigation against pharmaceutical manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacy chains. Grants awarded support projects designed to prevent non-medical use of opioids, reduce the harms of opioid use, and expand access to treatment and recovery supports for people with an opioid use disorder. DHS has received about $75 million so far from the litigation and is due to get another roughly $153 million in funds through 2038. The Department of Natural Resources laid out an updated plan on how the deer hunt is managed at a hearing Wednesday. DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says much of the northern part of the state will revert to local habitat boundaries rather than countywide boundaries. The changes come after a number of poor harvests in northern Wisconsin and requests from hunters to go back to more focused deer management. You can find out more about the changes and offer public comment online at dnr.wi.gov.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Friday, January 10th. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel. Thomas Eugene, Tom Richter, 73 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Thomas Eugene, Tom Richter, 73 of Spring Green.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today, fairly mild, a high of 29. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 12. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 22 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those Santa Ana winds strong in parts of Los Angeles again today, but they are expected to die down later this afternoon. The wildfires out there have killed 10 people and destroyed 10,000 structures. The Supreme Court last night denying Donald Trump's last-minute appeal for a delay, meaning he will be sentenced in his hush money conviction this morning, and on January 20th will become the first American president ever sentenced for a crime.
Despite repeated attempts to delay the sentencing, overnight the president-elect called the decision fair, but
but vowed to appeal his conviction.
I read it, and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Trump faced up to 4 years in jail. Now he will face no real punishment at all. The judge has said he would impose an unconditional discharge. No jail time, no fine, no probation.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky, the Labor Department releasing December jobs numbers this morning. This is ABC News.